Katrick and McGinnis on tap here on a Tech Tuesday. John is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at Myrtle Beach National. I'm hanging out in the Bridgestone Studios here in Atlanta. 866-469-0026 is the Callaway X2 hotline, but you can stand down on that for a minute. Steve Mays is still with John out there in Myrtle Beach because we're going to need his help as we speak to LPGA superstar Natalie Gulbis. She joins us right now. Natalie, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? How are you enjoying Myrtle Beach?
Well, only half of us are in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
I'm the lucky one.
I'm the lucky one here, Natalie. I'm sitting across from Steve Mays. This is John. Brian is stuck at home in Atlanta, so we're the ones who got to play a little golf here today and thoroughly enjoying ourselves. Talk about your association with Myrtle Beach and why this was an attractive proposition for you.
Cool. I heard a little bit of what Steve said, and I love golf, and I do love the beach. And there's no other golf place like Myrtle Beach. There are so many golf courses, probably 80, 90 golf courses in 50, 60 miles, and it's just like golf course to golf course. And someone like me who loves the game of golf and is trying to grow the game of golf and just get everybody excited about it, it was a perfect fit. And I love going there. I love the weather and just excited to do more things there in Myrtle Beach and looking forward to going there not only in the fall but just taking a vacation trip and going and playing golf and hanging out at some of the resorts around there in a couple weeks.
Well, that's what people want to hear about. There is an opportunity to not only come play golf with you but to hang out in Myrtle Beach. Explain the sweepstakes and how people can get involved.
Well, I have to get the website. Steve, if you're there, you could probably help me out with the website. People can go to myrtlebeachtrips.com, and it'll walk you through what you need to do as far as that goes. But I'm going to be there in the fall, and you can win a chance to not only spend time in Myrtle Beach, but play a little golf and hang out with me as well.
There's also a link at the old McGinnis on Tap website as well. With Natalie's pretty face there. So that'll be fun. Have you ever done anything like this before, a sweepstakes of this nature?
Yes, I did a couple with Michelob Ultra, and I can tell you they are such a good time because individuals, everybody likes to win something. And if you're a golf fan, you love the chance to win a trip to go and play golf, and what better place to do it in Myrtle Beach and to go somewhere and hang out with a professional golfer. And it's just one of those once-in-a-lifetime trips, and every time I've done it for Michelob Ultra, we've done it at a TPC course, and it's been so much fun, and these are memories, and it's exciting for me to be part of memories for a group of guys, a group of girls to enjoy too.
And here's a whirlwind for you. I'm sorry about that, Steve.
I was going to say,
Natalie Gulbis.
I'm still here.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yes.
Are you guys on the golf
Natalie Gulbis
now? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, John's actually putting right now, and I just pressed him, and you know, he gets nervous when he gets pressed.
Yeah, so
I think it was a hammer.
You talk to her, put the phone down, I'm going to go put this putt.
That's right. It's been such a busy time for you off the golf course. Let's start with your health. Are you healthy? When are we going to get to see you out there playing your best golf again?
Hopefully soon. I'm playing this week in San Francisco. I'm actually in Las Vegas, sitting in the Butch Harmon School of Golf parking lot. And going to go back out and practice some more with Butch. And then I'm flying to San Francisco tomorrow, and I'm playing a couple events back-to-back, San Francisco and Dallas. But I pulled out last week with a wrist injury that had been bothering me for a couple weeks. And so it feels good now, knock on wood. And this is my 13th year, so I haven't been exempt from not having injuries. And I'm not only a professional golfer, but I'm also a recreational golfer. I play golf all the time. I play golf on my off weeks. I play golf on my days off. My family and my friends all play golf. So I definitely am not only excited to get back to playing tour golf, but just being able to get through rounds without having pain.
It's been a tough year for you to start things out. Are you seeing the progress? Are you seeing what you need to see to gain some confidence?
And performance definitely helps you gain confidence. I played well at the end of last year, and I haven't played that many tournaments. I only played four events. I had set my schedule, so I would play the most of We have a stretch of June, July, August, September that has four majors, and that's a big part of our season. So this would be a good time for me to start playing well, for sure. And no, I did not have starts that I wanted to on the West Coast, but it's not done yet. I have two more events left on this swing.
And you've broken some hearts away from the golf course, obviously. How are things going as a newlywed?
It's good. My husband is very excited to go to Myrtle Beach. He loves golf and asks me about every other day how long we're going to be able to stay in Myrtle Beach, and is excited to see all those golf courses that I've told him about. But it's wonderful being a newlywed. I got married in December, and it's been awesome.
Is he a player?
He is. He likes. He's a good player. He can shoot either par or quite a few over on any given day, but he loves golf when he gets time off from work. And so we have planned on the Myrtle Beach trip. He said that we could come and have a nice, that's going to be our honeymoon, is probably in Myrtle Beach because we didn't take one.
Well, what's the game then between you and him? Does he try to drag you to the back tees, or does he go up and play a reasonable set of... Is that what he does?
He's a good athlete, and he outdrives me. If we were playing from the same tee by about 35 yards, so if you put me in the back tees, that's a way for us to where I have to hit 5-iron and he hits a wedge. But we always play for something, whether it's a match of some sort.
I think there's more of a story there, Natalie.
But that's what's cool about golf is you can always play. Like, it doesn't matter what their handicap is. You can always find some way to handicap it. I mean, I have girlfriends that play golf that are 15 handicappers, and we can compete and go out and enjoy a round of golf. I can play with my mom and play, have a handicap against her, or just play with... There's not a lot of other professional sports where amateurs and professionals can go out and enjoy a round of golf.
Natalie, before we let you go... Talk a little bit about the job that Michael Wan's doing, the growth of the ladies' game, and the rebirth of the tour here, particularly in the United States.
Well, if you've seen the winners from this season, we're pretty excited to have a lot of American winners. I know that there's been talks in the past that there's not a lot of winners from the United States, but I think this year is a good showcase of golf here, women's golf in the United States, and Michael Wan has been awesome. Every single year we have new events, our purses have gone up, our television ratings and our fan audience is growing, and every single year that he's acting as our commissioner, we're continuing to do better and better and always just new things. And our last player meeting, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about the U.S. Open. Both the men and women are playing at Pinehurst number 2, and he brings in Mike Davis from the USGA to talk about the event and what it's going to be like. And it's just a really cool, every single time we get to interact with Mike Wan, he's got something exciting for the players to be involved in or new news to share with the girls. And he's been awesome. We've been really lucky. I've been through 3 or 4 commissioners in my 13 years out here, and he's been phenomenal.
Hard to believe that you've been out there for 13 years. That defies math, by the way, Natalie.
It's crazy when every year we have a new rookie class and players. Michelle, we won last week, and the first time I met Michelle was 13 years ago when she played her first LPGA event that was in Hawaii, and she was like 12 years old. So she's actually been around the professional circuit for, not necessarily as a professional, but she's been around it for a while too.
Wow. The Swinging Skirts LPGA Classic is this week, by the way, Lake Merced Golf Club, John. That's the spot. That's a pretty nice stop.
I think that I'm just like everyone else in their car right now, shaking their head saying, it's impossible that Natalie Gulbis and Michelle Wee have been around for 13 years. Steve, I saw you doing the exact same thing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
it's
Michelle
amazing
started
been
playing, I think, at 17 or so on tour, but that was kind of when she burst onto the scene, was 13 years ago, and it was the first time we had seen her. She was the youngest ever qualify, and that was my first professional LPGA event. Yep, 13th season. It's been awesome.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for your time. Steve, give us the website again where folks can get involved and enter the contest to get a chance to come to Myrtle Beach and play golf with Natalie Gulbis, or watch Natalie and her husband play and find out what that bet's all about, because that may be just as entertaining.
That's right.
Probably.
They can go to myrtlebeachtrips.com and sign up to win a weekend getaway with Natalie. And the nice thing about this sweepstakes is we're not just giving away this once. We're giving away a winner every month till the month of September, so there's still time to enter, and there's a lot of opportunities to win your trip and spend the weekend with Natalie.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Natalie, hopefully you feel good. Enjoy San Francisco.
You.
Tell Butch we said hello, and thank you very much. Don't be a stranger. Let's have you on again.
Well, keep asking me to come on. You guys have to come up to – you guys can be the other two rounding out our foursome. That's Josh and I. You got to come up to Myrtle Beach, though. Do it.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
You know, I think I can get that in writing.
Betting on.
It's just been said, Steve, and thank goodness Steve Mays was here to hear it.
And Steve will be a witness to make sure he can set it up.
Yeah, that's right. I think I just dropped off the call. I don't let these two guys play.
That's not true. That's not true.
Guys,
Natalie, play well in San Francisco.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Bye.
You got it. That's Natalie Gulbis, and that's my partner, Natalie Gulbis. John, you and this other guy have no chance of beating us,
and we're really not concerned about it. If you didn't get that website, McGinnisOnTap.com has the link right there. It just says click for details, and it's right at the very top of the old homepage. I don't see why we couldn't register as well. I mean, we could actually win.
Yeah, are we eligible? Yeah, can we enter the contest, Steve?
Is
that all right?
No.
Well, I'll check with our legal team and see if we can allow that to happen.
Well, that was cool.
Awesome. That's Steve Mays.
Sorry, that was actually the first time I'd ever spoken to Natalie.
Really?
Yeah. Huh?
That's why she's my partner. And if we keep saying it, then we're boldly pronouncing it, then they can't. It'll be too far gone. They won't be able to do anything about it.
You stick with that theory.
At least we hope. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. 866-469-0026 is the Callaway X2 hotline. Still to come on the program, we'll speak to Eric Compton, find out what's going on in his world. He's had a good start to his PGA Tour season. John McGinnis is out there at Myrtle Beach National, right there on 501, just inside Conway. Steve Mays is with him. I'm in the Bridgestone Studios, and we're back with more after this.